The State Assembly will likely pass a bill today pertaining to high-capacity wells, but not without consternation. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz is with me in the studio to help fill in the blanks. Good morning, Susan.
Good morning, Rachel.
So, first of all, what is a high-capacity well?
It's a well that draws up to 70 gallons of water a minute, or more than 100,000 gallons a day. Some farmers in Wisconsin, often with large operations, use high-capacity wells to water their crops. Other owners include those who operate frac sand mining businesses.
So what would the bill do?
It would allow the owners of high-capacity wells to repair them, replace them, or sell them without having to check in with the DNR. Until now, the agency had a built-in review mechanism to make sure the well was in proper operating condition and not impacting nearby lakes, rivers, and drinking water wells. Supporters of the bill say the state's large farmers need a reliable source of water and streamlined regulations to operate efficiently. Critics insist that states should closely scrutinize wells that pump a lot of water rather than give owners a forever permit.
So then, Susan, what makes the bill so controversial?
Well, as you know, Wisconsin is both a farming state and a tourism state. Both factor prominently in our economy, and both rely on a plentiful resource. And of course, we need water for drinking. We are a water-rich state, yet significant draws by a growing number of high-capacity wells could impact a region's hydrology. That could be felt in both water quantity and quality. So a lot of people are concerned.
And what are people around the state saying about the proposal?
If we look at one area of the state, you'll quickly see the tension there. The Central Sands is 1.7 million acres in the middle of the state, and it is both intensively farmed and prized for hundreds of trout streams and lakes. Avid anglers and property owners there say agricultural irrigation is drawing down more and more surface waters. In fact, a recent study by the DNR, the UW Extension, and the U.S. Geological Survey concluded that a river there called Little Plover has been susceptible to pumping. Farmers question the findings and insist existing wells should be allowed to continue operating.
So then would this only affect existing wells?
Yes, only existing wells. That said, there's been another development regarding new high-capacity wells in Wisconsin. There was a precedent for the DNR as it was deciding whether to grant permits for new wells to consider the cumulative impacts they could have on neighboring streams and lakes. About a year ago, Attorney General Brad Schimmel turned that policy upside down. He said the DNR lacks the authority to impose such conditions on well owners. Within a few months of his decision, the DNR approved 190 high-capacity well applications. Critics believe the Attorney General's legal opinion, coupled with the high-capacity bill up for a vote today, fly in the face of Wisconsin's Constitution. It calls on the state to protect its natural resources, including its waters, for all its citizens. So no matter what decision the legislature makes on the bill, I would guess we can expect issues to wind up in court.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Susan, for the insight. We look forward to hearing the outcome of today's vote in the State Assembly. That's WUWM's Susan Bentz.